chat. Live healthy, live whole, live it in destiny. Loving you, Dr. Gina. Mind, body, and soul. Talk about what's on your heart. Be free, encouraging creatively. She does it all. Loving Dr. Gina. Dr. Gina's radio chat.
Well, good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, you guys. I'm so excited once again to be joining you on this very Wednesday to celebrate you, our listeners, for over almost 4 years now. You guys rock. I love you guys so much. So I wanted to just say that I'm excited about today. I'm thankful for today. I'm so grateful for all that God is doing. This is a great situation all the way around. So I want to go right into the weather because we got a full show today, a lot going on. So I don't want to miss a moment. Let's see here. I want to go right into the weather. Let's see. Okay, so today, Wednesday, partly cloudy, 77 degrees right now here in D.C. We got that thunderstorms coming around 3 p.m., 4 p.m. this evening. Scattered thunderstorms, but our high today is going to be 80 degrees, and we're waking up to 65 degrees. Weather has been kind of chilly in the morning. I'm getting up lately. Detroit, Michigan, you are 68 degrees right now. You got thunderstorms coming around 2 p.m. all this afternoon through the evening. Your high is going to be 78 degrees. Jacksonville, Florida, you're 85 degrees, partly cloudy right now, and your high is going to be 89 degrees, and you got thunderstorms coming this afternoon, but they're going to stop early before the evening comes. Dallas, Texas, you're 77 degrees and cloudy. Your high is going to be 80 degrees. You also have chances of thunderstorms coming all throughout the afternoon and evening, so it looks like we are on the East Coast along the coast here. We're going to have thunderstorms. Let's check out London, you are 63 degrees and partly cloudy. Your high today is 63 and you're going to wake up to 54 degrees, but you're going to be partly sunny tomorrow. Los Angeles, you are 63 degrees and cloudy. That is cold, Los Angeles. What is going on? 75 degrees, nothing but sunshine is going to be your high today. Sunshine all throughout the evening. Atlanta, Georgia, you're 76 degrees. You got thunderstorms coming this afternoon all throughout the evening. You are 80 degrees high today. Let's see. Let's go into South Australia. South Australia, you are 42 degrees and clear. That's your high. You're waking up to 36 degrees. You're going to have 62 degrees and nothing but sunshine for you all day tomorrow. Kenya, you are 77 degrees. That is your high. Right now, you have rain, and rain. You're going to clear up around this evening. You're going to wake up to 73 degrees. You don't have any rain coming tomorrow. Your high is going to be 90. Paris, you are 56 degrees right now. You have rain going on, nothing but rain all day, and you're waking up to 57 degrees, but you're going to be partly sunny tomorrow. 68 is going to be your high tomorrow. Australia, you are 41 degrees. Shout out to you. That's your high. You're waking up to 37 degrees. Your high tomorrow is going to be 56 degrees. Nothing but sunshine. Clear all the way throughout the night and day for you. Puerto Rico, hey, you're 78 degrees right now, partly cloudy. And your high is going to be 79 degrees. You're waking up to 69 degrees, but you got some thunderstorms coming. Just wanted you to prepare for that. All right. If I did not mention your continent, your state, your city, wherever you are, your nation, listen, God is in control and he has the final say. It doesn't matter what the weather is. Just know that your anchor is in the Father. He's got you. He's going to cover you, protect you. He's already doing it. And that is all it is about for you today. It is a good day, no matter what. He loves you and so do I. All right, we're going to take a ministerial break and we got to hear from our sponsor and we'll be right back with Ministerial Moments. Have you ever prayed desperate prayers to God but have yet to hear an answer? Maybe you're about ready to give up. Maybe your friends or family are telling you to let it drop. Bestseller author John Eckhart has a different approach. Get more desperate. In his book, Desperate Prayers for Desperate Times, Eckhart invites you to a prayer life that sees results. He uses the story of Hannah as a model and walks you through the five key points of her prayer that resulted in breakthrough. Through biblical teaching and practical application, you can persevere in prayer no matter where you are in life, how bad things may look, or what situation you find yourself in. Check out Desperate Prayers for Desperate Times by John Eckhart, available online and where fine books are sold. Well, all right. Okay, so ministerial moments. Let's get into it. So the great thing about God is that he is so faithful. He's forgiving. His grace is sufficient at all times. And he knows that we don't know everything, but do we know that we don't know everything? That's the thing. You know, we think we know something and we have no idea. God is so faithful in giving us wisdom and knowledge in areas that we need. He's so faithful into training us and developing us and maturing us. The thing is that we have to get in his presence. I know we think that, you know, time and life happens and things happen and we don't have time to do it, but we have to make time, because in those precious moments, even though we speak to him every day, some of us may have a great relationship with him on the go. Some of us may have a relationship where we're talking to him all throughout the day, and that's great. But there are some things that he needs to pour into us. And, you know, I really had a struggle with this at one point, because it seemed like I had gotten so many different responsibilities and things that God was adding on to me and doing in my life. And it seemed like things were just going and I was not spending the time that I was accustomed to when I first started in ministry, and all throughout my ministerial life, I had been really taking time out to read the word and pray for hours, and I can take naps and wake up and do ministerial services and minister and counsel. And it was all about ministry. And then I got all these other responsibilities, and it was like, oh my God, I understand now, you know, how people with jobs and people with, you know, other organizations, whatever they got going on, kids that got sports and all of this stuff, and how life just happens. And it's like, you know, you got all these responsibilities and you try to make the time, and then you're tired or you're weary or you're, you know, just, you just want to go to bed. and you just wake up in time to do it all over again. Listen, I have lived that life and I get it. I talk to God throughout the day. He finds some way to minister to me. So what I did was I broke up the religious part. I feel like God shakes up things in that way, where he breaks off the religious part of it all. And he wants it to be authentic, where it's like, you know, just like you want to hear from your partner, or you want to talk to your friend, or you want to spend time with them, and you make these times, you make the things happen. I believe that he wants that time to be authentic, not because we feel like if we do it, he'll move for us. If I do this, he'll do that. If I give him this, he'll do that. Even though reciprocity is very much kingdom, it is very much part of the kingdom structure and all of that, I really believe that he wants to break up in us that religious thing. And because man said it, I believe that God wants us to do it because we just love him and we want to spend time with him. The same way we want to do things and we just love it. We like this food. We like this drink. We like this person. We like those clothes. We like, and we'll drive for miles and hours or whatever and go out our way and flip things around and say things and do everything just to get it. I believe that that's what he wants. So in the situation of development, I believe in the maturity process, I believe that God removes or adds, he can even add things upon us so we can see how important and valuable he really is in our life, and how we should want to be with him, and how sometimes you don't realize the good things that you have until it's gone. But the great thing about God is that he never leaves us nor forsakes us. He's always there with us. I just believe it comes to a point in our lives and our walk with him that he wants us to want to be in love with him and want to spend time with him and want to learn from him and be more like him, literally, not just because we want to be blessed or not just because somebody said so. So just in the walk in these last few years, I believe that as things have increased, my responsibilities and all of these different things, entities that he has added into my life, it's like, gosh, you know, Lord, I really, I really miss that hour that I used to be able to spend and study, and that hour and a half I could spend in worship and prayer. And gosh, I really didn't appreciate that intimacy that we had at that moment because I thought I needed to do more and bring in more income and bring in and do all this stuff. So it was kind of like where I was at. It was like that was a special place for him and I. And then now where I am, it's like I miss what we had. So it's kind of like, so now I, but then now he's able to show me the tradition and the religion, and that he's breaking up that soil. So it's a purified worship. It's purity from my heart. It's from my soul. It's from it. It's from what I know about him. It's from what he's shown me. And I'm just hungry for it and thirsty for it, legitimately, because I know that I can't live without him, because I need him in my life. I need him in everything that I do. I need him to be a part of it in my relationships and everything. So I just want you to know that whatever's going on, I know some people get beat up because they keep saying, getting the word, do this, do that. Listen, just keep have praying and talking to God. Keep ministering, let him minister to you and develop you and groom you and mature you. And I promise you that relationship with him will develop those, the curiosity, the desire to want to know more about him and learn what he's saying. You'll start reaching for that Bible. You'll start wanting to know for yourself. You'll start wanting to be a part of the conversation, and you'll start wanting to be a part of the kingdom and the building process. So just don't beat up on yourself. Know that God knows where you are, and just let him know that, listen, I miss you. I want to spend more time with you. Show me where I can do this. Show me where I can get up at a certain time or take a nap, or ask him to help you rearrange your schedule, or just let him do it. But don't beat yourself up. That's what I want you to know. Just be encouraged, because he knows exactly where you are, especially if you've been walking with him for a while and life happens and more responsibilities come. I'm really just talking to those people because I know sometimes growing up in ministry, period, rather from a childhood or whatever age, you can tend to start feeling condemnation. I don't want you to feel condemnation, because there is no condemnation in those that love him. Just know that he knows where you are. Tell him what you want, because he'll give you what you want. You want more time with him, he'll give it to you. All right? All right, you guys. Listen, I'm super excited because we have executive pastor. I can't even do my voice, but Dominique Hatton is on with us right now as we're exiting from the ministerial moment. I'm so excited to have her on because she got a big promotion from God, and I wanted to tell us how she did it. Welcome, Dominique. How are you? Pastor Dominique Hatton, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
We are fantastic. Girl, I'm so excited about what God is doing in your life. I mean, just I don't know the background, just how long or whatever, but I just know that I love when God promotes and does amazing things. I saw you a couple of weeks ago, it seems like maybe a couple of Sundays ago, and you were directing the choir. And the next Sunday, you was being promoted, into executive pastor. Tell us about it, and congratulations.
Oh, thank you, thank you. It was unexpected. I was just Pastor Dietrich. We have a class called Shield at our church. It's the Ministerial Alliance, and I've been attending, and I've been going as a teacher because that's my profession. And I just wanted to get better understanding, so when I'm teaching the kids, I can expound on the word a little bit more and break it down so that they can understand. So I wasn't expecting to be elevated to executive pastor, but Pastor Dietrich said that he was praying and asking God what should he do, because we had an anointing service this past Sunday, and he was anointing pastors and all the different ministries we have at Hill City Church. And he said that God told him, promote her while you're blessing all the other pastors that come into the ministry as pastors. Bless your wife to be the executive pastor of Hill City Church. So here I am today, the executive pastor of Hill City Church.
Oh, wow. Dominique, I'm so excited about that. I mean, but look at how God does things. And that I love that because while you were doing one thing, he was maneuvering and fixing it and working it out for another. Amazing. I mean, all of it is all great. I mean, because not only your first lady, you are the wife of Dietrich Haddon. Like I saw you directing the choir, and you were ministering, and you were being being so just diligent in everything, making sure that everything was done. And I tell you, I was so amazed and in awe about just how much God is just using you to do so much. Did you ever feel like it was just too much, like, or that, you know what? I know that I read some of your posts. Talk to the people that feel like, you know, God is asking them to do a lot and they don't know how they're gonna do it. I'm looking at you doing it. So how can you tell those people that trying to do it don't know if they can do it?
I put all my trust and faith and strength and all that in God. I don't limit myself. To me, it's just like working. If you're a boss of a company, you have to. Okay. As a boss on a company, you have to learn how to do everything in that particular company. And it's best so you can be able to better serve the people or better serve those that are your employees and also your customers. So I just take that approach and I just use it more in a biblical sense of, you know, being all things to all people. So when they walk in there, if I got to be an usher, I know how to usher. If I need to greet them, I'm going to greet them. And if I need to play the drums, I better learn how to play the drums. And if I got to direct the choir, direct the choir. And if I need to be the pastor at, you know, a moment in time, I just get it done. So I don't think of it as a task. I think of it more as a privilege to be able to serve God and serve his people.
I love it. And you know what? When God had me open up Gospel Truth Ministries a few years back before the books and the DVD and all of that stuff started, because I didn't know that I was going to be coming on the road. I felt like you. I was just happy to be able to do something. I was just happy to be in. And so I didn't care if it was a church or if it was just me ushering or whatever at the very beginning. And then it just kept promotions and things like that. But even when we had Gospel Truth Ministries, it was everything. You do whatever in all of it. And I think that it's a humbling process. And I think it's more like the way Jesus operated. I mean, the disciples walked, they washed their feet. I mean, you're servant, and that's the greatest lesson of being in leadership. And I was very, very pleased, and I loved being at you guys' church. I really had a great time. I felt the presence of God. I felt the energy there, and I'm just so glad that God partnered you and Pastor Dietrich together. I think you guys are a dynamic, anointed couple, and it's just such a blessing to see how excited he is for you and the calling on your life, and to share that platform with you. And just really, you guys, even on Instagram, you got to follow them because they are definitely a team. And I think it says a lot. What do you say to those that women that may be in ministry, but their husbands is not, I mean, what kind of advice can you give Pastor, to the women that are hoping that their husbands and them can be partners in ministry as well?
I just say in general, just have balance. You know, don't force anyone to do something that they're not ready to do. Just continue to pray for them, continue to encourage them, and continue to be the wife or maybe the husband that they need you to be. And just continue to just do what God has called you to do, and be present in every situation with your spouse, whether it's in church or out of church. Not to allow them, you know, your desire for them to push them away or push them further from getting to where God wants them to be. And sometimes it's not meant for them to be your partner in ministry. It's just meant for them to be your husband or your wife. So I would think to say that just follow the leading of the Lord. Don't just do stuff because that's what's in your heart to do. Just ask God about it, pray about it, fast about it. And communicate with your spouse about it. See what they want to do. See their desires, see their heart. And I think that's where a lot of marriages go wrong, a lack of communication, you know, and you're having these expectations but not communicating to the person you have the expectations of. So I just think in ministry, you have to handle it with care and with love, and I think you'll get the results, and God will get the glory at the end.
I love it. Dominique Haddon, pastor, executive pastor, Dominique Haddon is joining us right now on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, giving us loads of wisdom only that God can give her. And I'm sure through some experiences and things like that, but she's just such a delight. I love her realness. And you can check her and her husband, pastors Dietrich and Dominique Haddon. You can check them out at Hill City Church in California. Were y'all shocked that I was there? I told you I was going to come. I didn't know when I was going to come.
I'm glad you showed up.
Yeah, I was like, I'm going to surprise them. I'm not going to say anything. Dominique, I had to try to, because I was trying to find the address and everything, and I was going through the website, and I called Pastor Reeves. I called him because I was like, it's a secret. I'm trying to surprise them. I'm trying to get where I need to go so I can surprise them. So I was so excited. I love surprises anyway, but I was so excited, and I was even pleasantly surprised to just see how welcoming the congregation is and how loving and just how equipped you guys are pouring into them, and they're ready to serve and ready to, you know, just be used by God, and just the worship and everything. You got to check out Hill City Church. Give them the address for me, Dominique, Pastor Dominique.
The address is 14115 Cordary Avenue in Hawthorne, 90250. That's 14115 Cordary Avenue in the city of Hawthorne, 90250.
Okay. And now Gina G, she's got a question for you before you go, because we got to get your social media information. Go ahead, Gina G.
I just wanted to know, are you going to be in Virginia with your husband this Friday for his performance?
I will not. I'll be here in the beautiful weather in California.
Thanks a lot.
Well, let me just, don't be bragging too much, Pastor Dominique, because when I was there, it was cold. I brought all summer sunshine clothes, and it was cold. I was like, what is so cold? So is it warming up there?
Yes, we're about to have a scorch. It's about to be almost 90 degrees.
Okay.
I'm excited about that.
Yeah, listen, we'll be there July. Gina and I will be there July the 19th. She's got a show at the J Spot, J. Anthony Brown. Right, Gina G?
That is correct. Yes.
Yeah,
that is correct.
So I'm going to bring her to church with me.
That's right.
Okay, awesome. That'd be great.
And we need y'all. And if y'all, and if you're not doing nothing and you're free, you can come on to the J Spot and hear her do her comedy. It's so funny. But listen, we definitely coming to the church. Tell everybody where they can follow you on social media.
On Instagram, I'm Domerella. That's Domerella. And on Facebook, I'm Dominique Domerella Haddon. And on Twitter, I'm Domerella as well.
All right, go follow her. It is so good, y'all. You gotta follow her. She's so real. Love it. All right, Pastor Dominique Haddon. That's my girl. All right, thank you so much for joining us on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. I'm so proud and so godly proud, I say. But, you know, I'm just excited about what God is doing, and I know there's so much more. I know you – oh, before you go, she also executive produced and directed Pastor Dietrich's video, his current song that's out, his project. You guys need to check that out. Tell him the name of that, too, Pastor Dominique.
The name of the song is He Carried the Cross for Me, and it's on YouTube, and you can now download it on all digital outlets.
Woo! She had her hands in that, too. Look at all that talent she got. All right, Pastor Dominique, I don't know. It's going to be a bishop next. I don't know. Author, who knows what God's going to have you doing. You got so many possibilities, endless of gifts and talents that he's going to bestow and just increase you. I'm so glad to know you, and God bless you, girl.
I appreciate you so much. Always there to encourage me and uplift me, so I appreciate you.
I got nothing but love for the realness in you, girl. I love it. I can't wait to see all that God's going to do. All right. Listen, we love you. Until next time, okay?
Okay, I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Oh, listen, Pastor Dominique, can you please stay on with Producer Doug? I would love to get a radio drop from you. Can he do that? Can he do that for you?
Absolutely, yes.
All right, fantastic. All right, we're going to take a commercial break, and guess what? We got Betty Wright, the legendary Betty Wright, joining us. We'll be right back after these messages.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince. One woman's story is everyone's struggle in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord and he ministered to me, he put that in my spirit, health and soul. And he said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what he wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
Hello.
Okay, a few more.
Hello.
All right. So just close by saying, and you're listening to Dr. Gina's radio chat.
Make sure you stay tuned to Gina's radio chat.
Pretty good. Dr. Gina's radio chat.
Hey, guys. This is Dr. Deatra Hicks from Your Husband is Cheating on Us on Bravo TV. You heard it first right here on Dr. Gina's radio chat.
I'd never have the courage to come back to you. We're all entitled to make a mistake. We got to prepare for some heartbreak. I was earning my man while I was learning my man. Something you young girls might not understand. No pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no gain,
no gain,
no. No pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no gain,
no gain.
Called me over and she said to me, my days left here may not be long. I wouldn't waste my time telling you nothing wrong. But love is a flower that needs the sun and the rain. A little bit of pleasure's worth a whole lot of pain. If you learn this secret, how to forgive, a longer and a better life you'll live. No pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no gain,
no gain.
No pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no gain,
no gain.
Anything worth having at all is worth working for and waiting for. Some of my closest friends have thought they had their thing on the string just because that man was bringing them flowers and candy and all kinds of gifts. Mm-mm, honey, some gifts are just to make him feel better while he's on his guilt trip about the night before. You know what I mean? Especially when you know you haven't been doing the things you should do. Think about it. What is the man trying to tell you? Sometimes flowers mean maybe we should just be friends. Do you get my drift? Hang if you can hang. No pain, no gain.
In order to get something, you gotta give something. In order to be something, you gotta go through something.
It's alright to be a little sweet, but be a mama with the kids and you know what in the sheets. No pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no gain, no pain.
All right, Miss Legend. legendary R&B soulful songwriter, producer, and everything, Betty Wright. How are you?
I'm so blessed, dear. How are you doing, Dr. Gina?
Oh, fantastic. So glad to have you on. How do you feel about everybody? I mean, girl, everybody just loves some Betty Wright. Tell us all about
how just love me some people. Yeah. Well, you know, my journey has always been about people, and I think that's why when people think you've made a transition, it's been there all the time. You know, I was raised in a gospel household. I was, you know, my grandmother was a preacher, my mom was an evangelist and musician, and so it's always been there, and I've always had my own way of saying it. But God has always, you know, been ahead of my life, and that took me abroad and brought me home safely many a time. So I can't do nothing but give him the glory.
I know, girl. I can think about the years that he kept me. I know, Gina G, you can too, girl. The ride's
on. You already know.
Okay, so listen. So how did it all begin, though, Miss Wright? How did it start for you, the singing? How young were you?
Well, I'm born into a singing family. I was the seventh child of seven, so everything was already organized. I just fell in line. You know, it was a stair steps. Everybody was singing, and when I got almost 2 years old is when I recorded my first song with my mother and my siblings. Yeah, God got work for me to do, and the other side was down by the riverside. Yes, so this is what I've been doing all my life. And in the rhythm and blues side, I celebrated my 50th year in 2016. Yep.
But your singing is like, it's a storytelling, and I, you know what? It's so missed nowadays. It's storytelling, you know, because I think about not just no pain, no gain. After the pain, tonight is the night, clean up woman. I mean, we used to listen to it, and I know when I was listening to it, I'd be like, oh my God, what's next? Like, it was like a movie and a song. You're literally hearing what the whole, what happened and when did it start and how did it end and what's the solution? And, you know, I love that songwriting skill. How did you develop that? Not just being a singer.
Well, just living life. And I always liked poetry in school, and I had a real knack for rhyming, and I loved words. I think it came also from just my reading skills. So my retention of whatever I learned was phenomenal. I could see it one time and know what it was. So I just started rhyming, and outside the margins of my paper, I would write every word that rhymed with something. So sometimes I would have 200 words. You know, if I wanted to rhyme me, I wouldn't go tree. I would say skillfully, stealthily, carefully. I would go into a whole other range. And I just developed it as time went on, and living life and watching my surroundings and having a lot of, you know, activity in your life. Get married, you have kids, or you go to school, or you move to another town. Everything is an event that you can write about. Some people say, oh, you know, well, I've got writer's block. I never have that because I believe it doesn't exist. So as long as I think it doesn't exist, I can keep writing. Oh, well, I was too sad to write a sad song. Oh, I was just having too much fun. I didn't take the time. Write a fun song. Write a song about not having enough time. I can always write.
I really love that. Listen, I need a mentor because I don't know. I've been thinking about writing myself, and I'm like, what you just said was so, it was just thought provoking about not literally rhyming it, but just expand your vocabulary so it can flow. But you expanded yourself so much. And I really like that. I can't verbally say it as eloquently as you can, but it makes sense to me. Like, it just really fed to my soul. So I'm going to be talking to you about that a little later on, if you don't mind. But Gina G, you wanted to ask her something, didn't you?
Well, I mean, it's not really a question. I just want to say it's a blessing to be on the line with you, okay? I don't really have a question. I just want to tell you thank you for all your good songs. My mother always tells me a story about how she opened up for you when you did Tonight is the Night and how she brought you out. So this is a story that she's been telling us for years. But I just want to thank you for just all your great music and it's healing. I don't know if anybody ever told you that. I'm sure they have.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. No, a lot of people have told me how my songs got them out of trouble and made them make decisions that they didn't feel that they were strong enough to make. But when I said that it was okay to take someone back into your life, I ain't talking about somebody that done beat you down to the ground.
Right.
But, you know, everybody deserves a second look. Unless it's been just that raggedy, you know, so raggedy till you just know there's no putting it back together
again. Yeah.
Or else we couldn't be saved because the potter had to put us back together again, didn't he?
And so still dealing with us, honey,
Every day. We want everybody to be perfect, but we fall so short, but we want everybody to live up to our expectation. Perfection, as it is in the Bible, means to mature. And when you get to that point that you're the best that you can be, then you are made perfect. That's what perfection is. So we got to let every man seek his own soul salvation and let every man grow according to what he knows, because our paces are different. God sees and knows all, and we don't need to be God. We just need to learn how to live in peace, you know?
And, you know, this is so interesting for me because I was just having a conversation with my sister yesterday, and we were talking about relationships. And I know your songs have empowered a lot of women and got them to see their own lives. You're singing their lives, and they're like, oh, my God, somebody does understand that. And, okay, I can do this, or that makes sense. I was just telling her that as I've gotten older, it's not so much about putting up or dealing with what society says. I mean, we're not talking about nobody abusive now. We talking about little quirks here and there, things, you know what I'm saying? Right. That they, you know, a man or a woman might find challenging because of their upbringing. Maybe nobody taught them how to love or teach them how to say, I love you, things like that. We're not talking about nobody abusive. But in no sense, I was telling her, you know, something that God had revealed to me is that I've never asked what was my bottom line or what was my deal breakers. And out of even asking that, it was kind of like, well, if I didn't do that, would God stop loving me? Or, you know, is it, I mean, you know what I mean? Like, it just kind of opened up a whole lot of, just another way of perception for me, and thinking like, okay, so is it because of what society say or what my girlfriend said? Because a lot of times your girlfriends say they wouldn't do something or put up with something. They be putting up with way more than what you would put up with. You know what I'm saying? And then break up your relationship. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. On the end of one of my songs, I think it's called No Good, But So Good. It says, put him out. Then you call and you brag to your girlfriend. Why don't you call him back when you let him back in? And that's the crux of what you're saying. Because they actually have all the good advice in their head anyway. All the good advice for you and none for themselves. You know, so the best thing for you to do is consult the person that can do something about it, which is the Most High God.
And once
you get that answer, then you can act on it, because he that granteth mercy obtaineth mercy. So if you can't ever feel some kind of way about somebody or be compassionate about, you know, a breakup or whatever and still remain friends, then pity you, because if you can't give it, you won't get it.
And you know what? And I love that, because the thing is that we have to learn as individuals is that everybody's not us. You know, they're not like us. We're not clones, you know. And so if a person is 90%, 85%, 75%, if, you know, whatever you're, you know, if you're happy and they make you happy, but they don't fold their clothes or they don't, you know,
they may have other strengths and other things, other things that you need. Sometimes it's just the fact of you standing next to a man that made you not be robbed. You never know what God put in that man and in the plan for your betterment. You could have been used to doing everything for yourself all the time. Maybe God just wanted him to hear there to hold your hand or to open the door for you or to tell you you're beautiful. It doesn't always have to be that he brought home $3,000 a day to make your day happier because you could go buy red bottoms. But I mean, really, really love you and cherish you. And if you have kids before that relationship, help you with your children and stay in a grown man's place. In a grown woman's place, whatever it is. You know, those are things that we have to analyze and pray about and be watchful and prayerful. You know, be praying, but with your eyes open, you know?
Yes. You know what, Gina G, now God sent her a man just like that. He held her hand, he opened the door. You better not, he like a pit bull, don't come for her because he will not have it. Don't mess with her.
We have to know when it's God, because I was in a conversation, I believe it was with one of my daughters, and I was saying how people quick to tell you what kind of job your man should do. But as far as I can see, he's been doing the parenting thing 100. So you wouldn't be able to go on no road if you knew that you had to, I mean, peacefully and comfortably, if you knew you had to leave 4 children home. You would be all the time worrying, I wonder what my kid is doing, wonder if they're being treated right, wonder if they're eating. But one thing you know about him, all of the above is going to be taken care of. So you don't consider that work? I consider housework some of the hardest work under the sun. Raising children, cooking, cleaning, ironing, sewing, being a doctor. You got 44 jobs, you know, when you're at home taking care of children. And that's why I hate to hear a man say, I'm babysitting. You ain't babysitting, Negro. That's your child.
Your kid. Exactly. Your kid. You they daddy.
I love it, Gina. Right. We got to have her back on just to have girl talk. We just need to have some girl chat.
And you that's why I love her music, because she talks in her music. So she really breaks it down. You know, like, look.
It's just me talking
with
a melody. She
breaks everything down. Yeah.
That's all it is. It's having a conversation with me. I'm just humming it.
I love it. So now you, everybody call it a transition. I'm not calling it a transition. This is just this is the season you in now. You're singing gospel. You're doing so many amazing things. Tell everybody what's going on with you right now. I mean, because your music, everybody's still buying tickets.
Go ahead.
Everybody's still buying tickets. You're selling out everywhere you performed. Everybody loves you. That's a given. You're a legend. It's never going to die. It's alive and well, still kicking now. But you're doing something a little different right now. Tell us about that.
Well, the one thing that I always stress, when I use the word transition, other people may think it's something else. But I always say it's expansion. And expansion means that I have included, along with my love songs, which are all, I always say God is love and love is God. I don't know how you could separate the two, except people put so much lust in it instead of love. But what I have done is I have been set apart for a long time, and I've known that I was always the misfit girl, you know. But what I have done is I have tailored my show to draw people to Christ, but through common sense. Because he already said, how can you love him if you don't love the person next to you? So let's first get that established, that there's no need in me singing to you about Jesus Christ, and I can't sing to you about the man next door. And some of us are so saved that we will never be saved. And what I mean by that is, we will listen to a record and say, ooh, I can't believe she said that. But then we'll go right to a person individually and say it. So if I can say I love you, I can sing I love you. If I can tell you that nobody is more important to me and that I sing this song because I love you, I can say that, you know. And I think that we've been hypocrites. We've been so bound trying to be so religious that we miss the mark. There is nothing more perfect than love. And if we're able to have the marital ministry come up to the level that it's supposed to be, there wouldn't be so much divorce and mistreat me.
Yes,
because
yes,
the first
yes.
thing you need to know is the Bible told you to let the single women and the widows take care of the church. No, you want to be the head of the church kitchen. You want to be in there, but your husband is home hungry. He didn't cook for him, but you cooked for the church. No, that's why he made
I know, you better say it.
But we don't read the Bible like that. I be asking people, do y'all have a different Bible from me? Because that's what it told me in my Bible. In my Bible, it said let the single women and widows, people that don't have to attend to a man. That's why you don't have a man. You're cooking for the church, but you're not cooking for him. You're not being that sanctified preacher that you preach all that good stuff when you're in church and you get home and fuss at your husband. That's living a double life. So I'm one way. And people say, well, I don't know, when you say transition or expansion, say, Betty, you've always told me what was right. Say, I don't know, if you think it's different now, but I just say for people that don't know, I've been born again since 1975.
Come on
now. I put out record after record after record. All you got to do is listen.
Uh-huh.
And listen to what the message is.
I love it.
All you got to do is pay attention.
And, I love it. Oh,
are you going to justify cleanup woman? Justify cleanup woman.
Right here on Dr. Gina's radio chat. Listen, you got to come back on. You got to come back on, Miss Betty Wright.
Yeah.
You got to come back on again. We want you to come on like in the next 2-3 weeks so we can have just an hour of girl chat. I think we need that. We need the mentorship in the body of Christ. We need the realness. We need the straight up just biblical revelations that God has given you about relationships, marriages, and all of that. I would love to have you back. I know Gina G and I would love to have you back on. So we're going to make that happen. Is that good?
Absolutely. Well, you got the number. And, you just stay in touch.
I got the number. Yes, indeed. I just fell in love with you even more.
I
need
to.
Don't we need to just sit at her table and just get that? I need a pen and a paper and write down notes and stuff, because this is stuff and wisdom that a lot of young people, and I'm talking about 50 and 40 and 30, they don't have this. This is so rich. Like, this is the mentorship that we need in society right now to make marriages good again and beautiful again. And lasting longer again, and we need that. So I just want to say thank God for you. I appreciate everything that He's poured into you. I appreciate you so much. And I and Gina G, we're gonna have you back on here, because the listeners is probably taking notes too. They saying yes, bring her back.
Absolutely.
I know that's what
I did want to say that the newest projects are on Revelation C. That's 5 girls that were in prison. They're all saved, sanctified, preachers, Holy Ghost filled, fire baptized, and it's called Love Is As Love Does, and you'll really love that. And we're working on the rest of the album now. And I have a new project out on the OJ's album. I co-produced and wrote some of the songs, and they're saying that it is one of the most political albums that is out. But I wrote what God told me. No man is above the law. So make sure you get a chance to listen to that, because that's going to kind of jolt a lot of people. Because a lot of people thought, well, maybe a man wrote that song. But I wrote it just the way God told me to write it.
Well, you got to come back on and tell us. You got to come back on anyway to talk about that. And we got to play it. We want to put it on rotation on here on BBS radio station. We're going to put it in rotation for you. And everybody over 1 million listeners is going to get a chance to hear it. We're on iHeartRadio.com network and everywhere. So over 100 streaming networks. So they'll get an opportunity all over the world to hear what you're doing right now. And I'm super excited about it. So listen, we're gonna get together, because I want to pull from you. I hope you don't mind, but you got a lot cooking over there in you, and I need to eat from that table. I need to eat from that.
Absolutely. Well, I'm glad that we inspire you, and that's why I call it soulful inspiration. That's what kind of music I sing. Because I ain't going to separate it. I'm going to always be soulful, and I'm going to always be inspiration.
Okay, so tell everybody where they can follow you on Instagram. I think it's at official Betty Wright.
My official one is the real Betty Wright.
The real Betty Wright. Okay, because I'm following you now.
That's right. And then on Facebook, it's B Wright, B-E-E Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T. And then we have a fan page, which is Miss B Music Group, and that's M-S. Music Group.
All right. Well, she keeping up with that social media. That is good. So we know we're going to get some good stuff from you following you. All right. Listen, it was a pleasure. You got to come back. That's the bottom line. We got to have it. Right, Gina G?
We have to. It's a must. Ladies and gentlemen, the legendary Betty Wright. We got to have her back.
All right.
Well, thank you. And thank you for inspiring me, because when I hear sisters working together, that's always a shot in the arm. It's always good.
Mm-hmm.
A hand up, not a hand out, but a hand
Amen.
Up. Amen.
All right. Ooh, well, listen, this is you heard it from the legendary Miss Betty Wright right here on Dr. Gina's radio chat. I'm so excited. I'm busting out of my skin. Okay, so listen, I got to ask you to please leave Doug a radio drop before you go. I know we kept you for a while, but you're too wealthy full of knowledge for us to let you go so soon. So if you could please leave a drop with him. He's waiting for you right now as we transition.
Okay, he'll
from
tell me
you.
What I need to do.
He'll tell you exactly what to do. He got you. Right,
okay,
Doug? Go on and
no
take
problem.
Care of Miss Betty Wright. All right. We love you. Okay.
All right. Love you, too. Have a blessed day.
Thank you.
You do
too.
The same.
Yes. Okay. I'm sorry, Gina G. How can you cut that short? We got to go right into Elizabeth Brooks. Elizabeth Brooks, the professional personal trainer. I'm so sorry. That was Miss Legendary Betty Wright on Dr. Gina's radio chat. How you doing, sis?
That was amazing to listen to. It was a really good thing there. We are getting deep today. That was
awesome.
I have some more deep for you guys today.
Because, okay, tell us what's deep.
Listen, my whole thing is fitness begins with correct thinking. And I have some people who really struggle with depression. And this is something that I really want to talk about today, which is exercise and depression. Because I like that exercise in front of the word depression as a curative for depression. You know, there are exercise is really an all-natural treatment to fight depression. And I don't think a lot of people think about this. There's a lot of people really struggling now with depression. And, in fact, it's 1 in 10 adults in the United States struggles with depression. And oftentimes what we're doing to counteract those feelings and those emotions is we're taking antidepressant medications. I really encourage everyone, if you're going through some really, tough times in your life, first of all, this is a Christian radio station, so we're going to give you the word of God. And I'm just going to say, just this one scripture here from Psalms 28:7, the Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoiced, and with my song will I praise him. And I hope that scripture gives somebody some encouragement today.
Yes.
But I wanted to just talk about the fact that, if you're really struggling, exercise isn't just for our physical body. It's for our mind and spirit as well. And it is so important that we get a little something, a little exercise in every single solitary day. We can't be in these houses, in our jobs, no light, no air, nothing, and not getting out and being able to take care of our bodies. We must, whether that is you're having a rough day and you just need to get out of the office and take a walk around the block, I guarantee you if you do that, you'll feel better. Because God has put something on the inside of us to give us that emotional lift. And those things are called endorphins. And they're only released when you move, people. Do you know that you don't just have, those endorphins are activated through your thyroid through exercise. They're not just sitting there in your body while you're sitting around at your desk on your computer. You have to activate those hormones. And those are good feeling hormones. and we get them when we just taking a simple walk outside, just doing a few push-ups, just moving around, taking an exercise class, going through your full workout. We cannot neglect our emotional health because we're so caught up with work these days. And you know how it used to be, guys, where, you know, people used to say, oh, I have a 9-to-5. And people used to, you know, you had that time just before you went into work and then that time after. You know, people don't work 9-to-5 now. People work 24/7. That's not normal. It's not normal for you to give your life to work. Because we need to, we have a spiritual life, we have a mental life, we have our family. You know, we need to be focused on balance, and we want to remember that. So exercise is a part of that balance, right? And so if you're not taking that time to take care of yourself, and you're like, oh my God, I got to get this project done, I got to get this done, I got to get this done, I got to get that done, I got to do this for the husband, do this for the children. If you are not taking that time for yourself, you may fall into a depression. And one of the best ways to avoid that is to take that time for yourself and exercise. No matter what that is, there is a lot of research around the fact that high-intensity exercises help the body release those feel-good hormones called endorphins, which is what I was just talking about. You know, you hear people talk about that runner's high. That's a real thing, because those endorphins are released when you exercise. And so being, you know, and in addition to that, you know, that whole depression thing, it is a cycle. Depression can also lead to those bad hormones, which is that buildup of cortisol. And you know what cortisol does? It causes us to hold on to fat and gain weight. So it's like this whole thing, you know. So I really want to encourage people to, first of all, put daily exercise into your routine. Remember, you know, if the Lord, you know, a lot of times we're walking around as Christians, we're always using, you know, scriptures here and there. Okay, let's be real about those scriptures and use those things in our lives. If the Lord is my strength, you know, and my salvation, whom shall I fear? Let's get out there and not worry about those jobs just because you took 30 minutes to work out. You not worry about, you know, oh my God, I have some clients who sit at their desk so long, you know, their bladders are about to burst. They won't get up and go to the bathroom. They're so busy sitting there at the desk working. I'm like, what job is there that you have that you can't stop and take 10 minutes for yourself? What kind of job is that? What are you doing to yourself? What
it's
are you
bondage.
Thinking about?
That's it's what bondage. That is.
That's right. And oftentimes, it's not even the boss that are putting us under bondage. We're doing that to ourselves. We're doing that. No, nobody's saying you can't go to the bathroom. Okay?
Right.
Get up.
Yeah,
get
people
up.
Are into
take a minute.
That.
Walk
grind,
around.
Grind, never stop. You know, people are into that. That's the new word. You know, I grind, you know, no days off, no sleep. You know, that's the thing that the music and television is putting into our minds that we, you know, we got to get it. We got to get it. You know, you got to be seen. You got to get it. You got to get it. So no one is even taking the time to rest or be with their family. And if they are working out, some people, it's for 5 minutes for Instagram. It's not the real deal. Their makeup's full done and, you know, they got the cute little waste on, but you know, so I think you're
and
right.
So
you're
that,
so
that
right.
whole thing, and that is one of the reasons why, Gina, so many people are falling into depression these days.
Yeah.
It's such a major common problem that people are struggling with. And, and there's something we can do about it. God has given us the power and the strength. He's given us these amazing bodies. Jesus Christ. I mean, He's given us these amazing bodies. All you have to do is move, and He's given us something to counteract depression. God, I mean, what else do we need? We're always asking for things from God we don't need anymore. He's given us Jesus
already
the Holy
given
Spirit
us
on the inside of
it.
Us. We have access. We've got these amazing bodies. Come on, people, let's move it. So
I love it. Tell everybody where they can follow you. Fitness trainer Elizabeth Brooks.
If you want to hear more about that or any other topic relating to exercise and fitness begins with correct thinking, go to my website at www.thinkingcorrectly.com or you can email me at ebrooks@thinkingcorrectly.com. I love you guys. Keep it moving.
We
love
you. We love you, girl. All right. I'm so glad she was able to get that out, because we needed to hear that too. Because that I was just actually talking about that in ministerial moments. So that was a confirmation for me. God is making room for us to have time to spend with Him and get in that word and get our bodies together and everything. All right. So Gina G, where are you going to be? What's going on with you? I'm sorry. We didn't get Gina G with the Trinity. Gina G with the Trinity.
Hey, let me tell you something. Today
day was so amazing that all I want to do is just send my love and thoughts and prayers to the families of those that were lost in the mass shooting in Virginia Beach on Friday. There was a guy that walked in, worked there for years. He killed 12 people. One of the persons didn't even work there. They were there just to simply get some paperwork done. So just want to send love and prayers out to Virginia Beach. Virginia, I'm in this state, so I'm going to love on you while I'm here. But I'm nowhere this weekend. I'm getting my hair braided, so watch out. But you can find me on Instagram, Instagram at Gina G, the number 2 funny, or Facebook, Gina G, T-O-O funny. I mean, just keep up with us, man, because Dr. Gina's Radio Chat and Gina G and Dr. Gina R. Prince, I mean, this is our year, and we're taking off. So it's a lot of stuff coming, y'all, so be on the lookout.
Yeah, right? I love it. I concur, and I'm in agreement. All right, we love you. We don't have any more time. I wish we did, but we don't. We love you. You go follow me, but Dr. Gina, oh, Lord, what is that? Okay.
I know.
Anyway, somebody's birthday. Okay, so... We loving you here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. Until next time, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Live healthy, live whole, living in destiny.